Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Field Pass. This is Dan. I have Mikey and John joining me. John, live from the site of the Craft Fight Hunger Bowl, right, John?
Yeah, I'm back in the good old sunny California. It's first time out here, and boy, is it nice.
You're pulling a Mikey this week and being on the road, getting your California life on.
But I will be. I made sure that I was going to be able to get back. I had the choice of either flying home early Saturday morning or taking a late Friday evening, and you best believe I'm getting back in late Friday morning or Friday night, Saturday morning, so that I can watch that the entirety of this barn burner of a game of Rutgers v. Illinois.
You didn't want to wake up at 9 a.m. local time to watch Illinois take on Rutgers on BTN?
It sounds like a hard pass. Hard pass. Check out and watch the game in my hotel lobby.
Yeah.
Sounds like an absolute thriller.
Let's start with this, because Illinois is obviously coming in with a ton of momentum after a monumental win against Penn State. Everyone's riding high. Everyone's high on the Illini right now. Illinois somehow still not favored in this game against Rutgers this week. What is that about?
Yeah, I don't, you know, Vegas must not like the Illini, you know, but it is a huge week for us, you know, regardless of what the line says. What were we last week, like 23.5 point underdogs or something? Yep. Ridiculous to Penn State. So, you know, I'm almost kind of happy that we're underdogs in this one, just because of how much hype we do have going into the game. It might calm people down a little bit, you know, and not humble them, but, you know, put in reality that, okay, we knocked off a top 10 team, but we're not quite there yet in the eyes of everybody else. Let's continue to go out there and prove it. And, you know, statement game for our program this weekend.
I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm worried, just because all the hype, everyone's, you know, riding high on Illinois after a 9 overtime weird victory against Penn State. And I'm just a little concerned that we've been reading the press clippings. This just seems like the most Illinois game possible to lose.
Yeah, I could see it going, you know, one of two ways. Either we come out and just come out super flat, you know, and just get ran off the field by a mediocre Rutgers team, or, you know, having that experience last week, you know, just putting belief in the whole locker room, you know, everybody in the entire program that, you know, we are a good football team. We can go out and compete with whoever, you know, whenever, wherever. So let's go continue to do that this weekend. And I'm hoping that that's what happens, because, you know, if we were to come out super flat and just not play like we did last week, then, you know, it's going to be a rough back end of the season, because right now we really got to ride that momentum.
Yeah. And I think with regards to that, I understand what you're feeling, Danny. Like, I have the same inkling in terms of, like, there's no way that we, like, build a little something here and have, like, a nice little late season two-game win streak. But at the same time, thinking about how Brett has been framing this in terms of any kind of press conference with the media, like, he's been talking about how this is, you know, supposed to be the expectation. Not that – I don't think he's taking away from the joy of the players one bit. I think he still wants his guys to, you know, have fun and enjoy beating a top-10 team on the road. But at the same time, the fact that he was so consistent and so early with that messaging in terms of, hey, like, this is not something that is, you know, going to define that, like, our season didn't end this week. We still got to go out and, you know, perform the rest of the season. So I think in terms of a letdown spot, that might be, there might be some potential there, but at the same time, I think he'll have the guys as locked in as possible. I think the bigger question is, you know, what are we going to get out of the quarterback position? Because even though, you know, we just went out there and absolutely yammed it down the throats of Penn State, I don't know if Rutgers is going to see that tape and say, you know what, we're going to let them do the barge package part two all over again. So I think that we're going to need a little bit more production rather than, you know, under 40 yards passing on the day.
The more I think about the QB situation for this game, the more I just have a hunch that something weird's going to happen, where maybe Brandon Peters comes out there to start, and then maybe we worked something else in there. And I don't know what that means, if that's Deuce Mann or if that's Isaiah Williams or if that's Ryan Johnson, but just the way Brett Bielema talks about the quarterback position in his press conferences, I have a bit of a working theory that maybe he's up to something. So I guess we'll find out. Brandon Peters seems to be the you know, kind of glaring, obvious choice of who you're going to start. But I don't know. Bielma seems like he could have something up his sleeve this week, and I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, I've been pulling for Brandon Peters week in and week out. I think he's been my pick of the week twice. I just want him to succeed, you know, and I really want him to go out there and have a great game. You know, sixth year guy, but you know, Bielema, he's got something up his sleeve, and it's going to help, you know, lead the boys to victory. Then I'm all for it.
Maybe he just popped in last year's game tape to do a little prep, and he was like, "Oh, hey, who's this number one at quarterback for the boys in orange and blue? Maybe we should get him some run this year, and just do that a nice little redux of that." But I think he has been pretty not consistent, but clear with at least the offensive line situation. He's not going to rob Peter to pay Paul. So I don't think this could be a game where Isaiah Williams maybe has a breakout at wide receiver. Now, I don't know if they're going to necessarily be able to force feed him, because I don't know what the quarterback situation looks like. But yeah, it would be kind of interesting if they just come out here and then they start running some read option action. I would honestly be very here for it. Just completely redo the offense every single week and have a different like crazy sub package every single time and just completely keep everyone on their toes.
Barge package with the O-line, and you just have Johnny Newton as the quarterback just running the ball. Short yardage.
I mean, he was a running back in high school. He wasn't, I mean, put him at fullback. I'm sure there was like a
Rod Perry at fullback.
Johnny Newton running back. Yeah, what do we call that? Like the extra barge package?
The cruise ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The carnival package. I guess we'll find out. Obviously, you know, coaches don't like tipping their hand when it comes to that because of the game planning that goes with it. You don't want Rutgers to have any of that information up front, but I don't know. It's just something I'll throw out there. I wouldn't be shocked if Peters isn't taking every snap at quarterback this week. And now, that's not to say he's not going to see the field at all. I think they're for sure playing him, and he'll be out there. I just think there might be some situations where he comes out for some weird special package that Bielema has up his sleeve this week. So he's had linemen throw passes before. Nothing's out of the realm of possibilities for Brett Bielema.
What do we you think over or under 200 rushing yards?
I'm going to play you this game right away, Mikey?
Yep, I'm throwing it out there.
Let's see. I'll go over. Rutgers doesn't have, you know, some crazy good run defense. They're pretty mediocre. So I don't know, the way we ran it last week and kind of manhandled it, I think Rutgers will do a lot to try to stop it. But when you have Chase Brown, you have Josh McCray, hopefully Vidarian Lowe's back blocking, and you have all those guys in there, that's enough meat up front that I think you can push them around for 200 plus.
Yeah, I think, not to tip my hand, but in order for them to win this game, they're going to have to run the ball effectively. I think at this point, for U of I to win any ball games, it's going to have to obviously be on the backs of the running game. And I don't necessarily foresee a scenario where we're letting up for like 250, 300 passing yards. So if they're going to win, they're going to have to get over 200. So I'm probably going to go with yes, over 200. Cash that prop. We'll have to get in Bobby Best to see what his his take is on the over 200 yards rushing prop.
Mikey, to toss that question back to you, what do you got? Over 200, under 200? It's a lot of yards.
Yeah, I know. I think we're going to eclipse the 250-yard mark.
Whoa.
I'm going way over. You know, John, like you mentioned, we need to run the football to win games. We've not proven it in the passing game. So I'm definitely, you know, with that two-headed monster running behind the, you know, stout offensive line that we have, I think we're going to get over 250 yards. And I will say, I think they will definitely throw some Isaiah Williams wildcat-ish packages in there, and he's going to have a nice little game running the ball as well. So I'm riding the hot hand and saying we're going to go off on the running game again.
And then on the other side of the ball, interesting matchup. You have the Illinois defense, who's been pretty good. I mean, you had a pretty good outing against Maryland, then Purdue, then Charlotte. You had a blip on the radar against Wisconsin, then you came back strong against Penn State. So is that something you guys are expecting to – I know John's been confident in the Illinois defense the past couple weeks. Is that something you're feeling pretty good about, especially against a Rutgers team who's only put up more than 17 points twice this season?
Yeah, I don't think that the Rutgers offense necessarily has an overwhelming strength that they can utilize to exploit against the Illinois defense. And so I think that it's one of those where the performances that we've seen recently are going to, you know, continue. It might be one of those where the in-game adjustments have to come through, because Rutgers, you know, they're the type of team that they'll kind of try anything just to win a ball game. Not necessarily that I hate that. It's just that
Greg
there
Schiano.
Might be a couple. Yeah, exactly. They might have some weird looks out there that require some adjustments from Ryan Walters and the staff. But I think they're going to continue to hold a pretty subpar offense in check, and that they'll go out and take care of their side of the equation. Now it's going to come down to the offense and whether or not they can, you know, score enough points.
Yeah, I'm with you there, John. You know, I have not been confident in our defense over the last few years, but believe it or not, I enjoy watching them. Like, they're fun to watch. You know, it looks like those guys are just having fun. You know, they're going out, they're making plays, you know, they're have handshakes on the field, like celebrating, like
just posing with his boys after big plays.
Yeah. It's a whole new demeanor. You know, it just, yeah, I think they're going to go out and, you know, do their thing. And it's just going to be about us scoring points. Because, I mean, what they let up, or excuse me, the Rutgers offense only scored 7 points against Northwestern defense. Dan, as you mentioned, only 17 points over that twice. So I think this is a game, you know, we could come out, cause a few turnovers, rattle them a little bit, and, you know, definitely show them that the Illinois defense is not the laughing stock of the Big Ten like it's been in the years past.
One thing, Mikey, that you can probably speak to, which I found interesting, is when the Illinois defense plays well, that helps the offense a ton because those guys get some rest. It's not like the Wisconsin game where Wisconsin's offense is out there for, you know, 8-10 minute drives wearing the Illinois defense down over the course of the game. Is that something you can, you know, does the offense feed off the defense in that sense of being able to rest, or is that kind of an overrated statement?
No, definitely. I mean, I think, you know, it's all about momentum in college football, and just being able to feed off each other. The rest, Dan, like you mentioned, is huge when one side of the ball is not, you know, constantly just on the field. It does make a big difference. And, you know, last week, what we had the ball for 38 minutes or something to 37 minutes to Penn State's 23. And that's huge. You know, we haven't had that in the past. So just being able to control the clock, control the ball, you control the game, get guys rested, get fresh bodies in there, it makes a world of a difference.
I feel like this is going to be kind of a leaky game for Rutgers. Maybe it's just because I have the no offense to Art, shout out to Art actually, but the game that he had against us where you just throw an interception worthy ball after interception worthy ball, I just have this image of Noah Vedral doing something similar in terms of being kind of leaky, and maybe Lil Spoon comes up big and gets a turnover, or Tony Adams has a nice little interception. I don't know. I'm feeling something though.
Do you want to get into picks of the week, or one of those two your pick of the week, John, or do you have someone else lined up for your official pick?
No, my official pick was going to be Doug Kramer, just because. I mean, I feel like I don't know why I haven't given him more shine, because, like, you know, I have my guys. I feel like I love, you know, Julian Pearl, Seth Coleman, Keith Randolph, but like Doug is an absolute beast. And I know that like he gets some shine from people, but like he's unreal. And like the fact, like having a guy like that, that you can just consistently run behind, whether it be in between the tackles or getting him on the edge and just absolutely putting dudes on their butt. It's something that is like kind of underrated, and I'm looking forward to watching him in terms of, you know, them getting after this Rutgers team. If they're going to go for over 200 or 250, like Mikey was saying, then it's going to be largely in part due to his efforts. And I'm thinking that because they're going to get over that 200 yard mark, then a lot of that is going to be with his assistance. So he's definitely my player of the game.
How many pancakes?
Ooh, 12 and a half.
Well, okay.
Not quite a baker's dozen.
Okay, I like it.
Doug's one of those guys that if he had 2 more inches, maybe 3 more inches, he'd be on every NFL scout radar this year, just the way he's
playing. He'd already be in the league at this point. If he, right. Yeah, if he was like 6'3", 6'4", he would have been gone a long time ago. He is an absolute monster.
But make no mistake about it, he will, he'll put you in the ground and he'll do it in a hurry if you're not careful. Mikey, who do you got for your pick of the week?
I'm sticking with the offensive side of the ball. We spoke about him a lot earlier. I'm going number one, Lil Uno, Isaiah Williams, I-Dub, whatever you want to call him. I think he's going to be the most productive receiver. And again, that might not be saying much, but I think where he'll make the most impact will be running the ball as a Wildcat quarterback on jet sweeps, you know, whatever it might be. I think he's just going to, you know, be the Swiss Army knife that he can be and go out and have a great game.
A little 5-star performance.
Yeah, I'm going to go over 50 rushing and over 50 receiving.
What about passing? Over 50 Ooh. Passing?
No, that would be the trifecta. No, I don't see him passing the ball a lot. So I'm going to say no completions, no passes. Mm,
he's not a 3-tool guy for you?
No. Who you got, Dan?
I'm just going to go with Kalon Tolson. And I don't really have much of an explanation, but I just think in a game like this, he's just going to be a solid guy that makes a lot of tackles, cleans up a lot up the middle, and it's all I'm expecting from him. I don't need any interceptions. I don't really even need any sacks. I just want him to play a solid game, you know, shoot the right gaps and you know, just be a solid team guy when it comes defensively here to force the runners back into his other guys if he needs to. So he doesn't need to do anything too crazy this week, but I want to just see him have a very solid game, maybe lead the team in tackles.
I like
Brian Walters called him an action figure this week in his press conference. And I was like, that's such a perfect description of him. He seems like one of those guys, like you could like rotate his shoulder like 270 degrees and he would just like still be look like an absolute monster out there.
Just got but popcorn muscles.
Yeah. I mean, because he looked college ready like before he even stepped on the college campus. He is an absolute, like he's just a Mack truck out on the football field.
Gotta love it. Let's go with game predictions. I just looked it up. 59 degrees, overcast, maybe a little rainy, and 20 to 25 mile an hour gust of wind coming out of the north. So, could be sloppy. I know it's still early to make that call, but could make for a low-scoring game. What do we think?
I'm going to go, you know, you guys will probably shake your heads when I say we're going to score 24 points, but I really believe we will. And I'm going to go 24 to 10. I think our defense is going to play lights out, and I think our offense is going to get on them early, and we will go wire to wire. We will not trail in this game. You heard it here first.
I do want to say, Mikey, last week, 21-17 Illinois, and it was 20-18. Pretty dang close. And had I told you it was 9 overtimes, you probably wouldn't have had that prediction, but nonetheless, still a very close guess. So you've been money most of the season here, so
Mikey
knows Sir Thomas strikes again.
Yep,
we'll take it to the bank. John, who you got?
I've got 17-13 good guys. I just I can't see either team getting into the 20s. There's gonna be so many punts, and also both these teams have like some unreal punters too, so it'll be a field position battle for sure, and I'm looking forward to seeing that, but I can't fathom either of these offenses. Maybe there will be some kind of like defensive score, but even that, I think that won't like push it into some crazy high total for either team. So I'm going to go 17-13. I can't believe that I know that Art's out and that BP hasn't been super consistent, but the fact that like we aren't favored at home against a winless Rutgers team is just, I don't really. Like it smells like a rat line, but I also don't really know like what I'm missing because I have the orange and blue glasses on at the same time. So I don't know. Just not going to think, just going to throw, and we're calling it 17-13.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I'm going to go 17-10. And I was very close to just fully, you know, going whole heart and trusting this defense and just being like, yeah, we're just a better team. We're going to figure it out and we're going to win 31-3. But I'm not going to do that just because Vegas always knows and Vegas has us as an underdog. So I can't make that call, but I still think it'll be a pretty close game. I mean, the Rutgers game against Northwestern was one that was just a hard fought Big Ten battle, kind of a sloppy game, you know, close game for most of it. And then Northwestern scores a touchdown late. I think this will be kind of similar. Should be a good game for, you know, most of the way. I think Illinois will make enough plays at home to pull it out, but I'll go 17-10.
I like it. Vegas didn't know last week though, huh?
No, Mikey knew.
That is one week Vegas got wrong.
Mikey, got to ask, flag football, how'd we do?
You know, boys, we got the dub, okay, which is obviously most important.
All that matters. That's the only thing that's important.
Like, yeah, what's this butt we're about to get?
But anybody who, all our listeners living in the Chicagoland area know, we had 36 hours of a monsoon Sunday and Monday, and the fields, like, you put your cleats into the ground and you pull them out, it's like you have socks on. Like, I probably slipped, no lie, probably 15 times.
Mm,
like, the field conditions were horrible.
Really?
Yeah, the worst I've ever played in my entire life. Like, I nearly called whoever the commissioner of our league was and asked for our money back, because we should not have been playing yesterday. It was that bad.
Did you have the right spikes in? Did you have the hard spikes in?
The screwable ones?
Yeah.
No, I just have the ones that are molded. Mm. I know.
It's not enough to get the job done.
I know. But I had a couple catches, a couple nice plays. No touchdowns, though. Mm. We won like 13-6. So hard fought, Big Ten battle.
A win is a win is a win, Mikey. We don't Amen. Care about the box score. All we care about is the scoreboard.
And playoffs start next week, so big game.
You rise to the occasion in the big game, so nothing to worry about there.
Yep.
got big Mo rolling into the playoffs. Love to see that.
Yep.
All right. Anything else to add to this episode, boys?
No. Just
score more points and win the game.
Yeah, more points and win the game. That's the goal every week. Accomplish your goals, and that's all that matters. All right. We'll leave it at that. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Field Pass. Oh, you guys didn't give me enough love for that. Come on, laugh at my jokes.
Oh, we're laughing, Danny.
I'll take that.
Maybe not with you.
Set goals, make your goal to win, and achieve your goal, and that's all you got to do.
That's all it takes. It's
super easy. It's just win the game.
Simple.
Mm-hmm. Just go out there and win the. It's like, it's really easy. Like, why don't you just go do it already?
Just do it. It's not that hard. Get yourself to 4-5 and get back into that bowl conversation. Pasadena, Mikey, still in play or no?
Yeah, we're going. If they go, we're going.
All right. I will shake your hand virtually here and we'll do it.
The Field Pass will sponsor our trip. Right, Robert?
All right. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of the Field Pass. You can find us on social media. We're just at the Field Pass on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Go Illini.